from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you on this Saturday morning. As we break down, thought we'd ask the expert to come in, give us his thoughts on a number of things of what he saw last night. So I reached out to my buddy and my co-host on the Wave 4 Tailgate Show, Harper LaBelle, and he has agreed to join us here and give us his insider thoughts here. Morning to you, Harper. What up?
Hey, John. Well, the field looked fantastic at the beginning of the game, but how about at the end of it? It looked like a bad golf match, like you and I were out there trying to hit the ball straight, and we couldn't. And the result was there were several players on both sides that had knee and ankle injuries. Did you notice all the guys that were down?
Yeah, this was a bad situation. Exacerbated by the. I didn't know. Are they blaming the field, or was it just bad luck?
Well, the guys kept talking about how slippery it was out there. So I don't know. I don't know if it had rained earlier in the day or the week, but the trip
it's
itself.
Miami. It rains every day.
Yeah, I mean, you lose Darnell Mooney and then DeMarco Helms and Trice, that's a bad trip. The whole trip there, the takeaway for me was, I don't know if it was worth it to go down there and do what we did. But you were right a little bit earlier, John, that our second group is pretty good compared to their second group, but our third group isn't as good as their third group. So not your win for the Miami Dolphins.
Harper, let's begin with your impression and your first look as a professional player of Michael Penix.
Very impressed. I was when he was at Washington and they played Texas in the semifinal. I had told you earlier in the fall, I said, watch that, Jaden Daniels. I said, if we can move up and pick that kid, he's something else, because I had seen him in person. I watched the way he warmed up. I watched what he did in between plays when there were timeouts, and I said, that's a very impressive young man. And I had the same impression when I saw Michael. What I saw last night reminded me a lot of what I saw against Texas, and that he gets the ball out early. He wasn't perfect in terms of his accuracy, but he got the ball to who he needed to. I think he read the field well. So overall, my first impression of him, 9-16 for 104 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. That's okay. You know, it wasn't he didn't win the gold medal. But he didn't lose at the end either. A couple of our other quarterbacks didn't play as well, and we can talk about that later. But I was impressed with Michael.
Well, yeah. Speaking of that, I mean Taylor Heinicke on the first snap with the false start fumble. He didn't even fall on the ball. He just tried to make a call that wasn't called. I mean that play was like, okay, I give up. I just let me go, please. I mean, literally, I don't blame him, by the way. Just let me go. I don't need to be here. I'm not going to be. Let me go.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, release me. Please release
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes.
Here, that didn't bother me as much. I understood what he was trying to do. He saw that the offensive line had jumped off count. The center was late getting the ball up. It should have been a procedure penalty. It wasn't called. Shame on everybody for quitting early on that play. But here's what I didn't like about Taylor and what he did. We had 3rd and 8, and he doesn't even look down the field. He just does a little dump off, and we gain 3 yards, and we have to punt. That to me, was more of an issue of, gosh, we've seen this for the last 2 years. It doesn't matter who's behind center. So I wasn't impressed with that. Although, I don't know, John, and I guess you probably don't either. I don't know what the plays were that were being called. Do we have a 3rd and 8 play that we're saving for Pittsburgh in the regular season? You bet. But did Zach Robinson come even close to calling those? I'm not blaming him. He told us last week, Zach Robinson did. From the very first interview that he's done, I'm not showing anything this preseason that is going to give Pittsburgh one single play to study what we're going to run against them. So a little bit of a handicap, so I give him a little bit of credit. Taylor, you know, the plays that were called, he just tried to do the best he could with it, but we did not look good in the 3rd and 4th quarter.
Harper LaBelle, Wade Ford Tailgate Show co-host, former Falcon, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. His reaction to the Falcons game. Just a couple of things that I want to, house cleaning things from last night. Harper, I don't know if you saw the Hall of Fame game, so this wasn't the first time I've seen the new kickoff rule, but that new kickoff rule is going to take some time to adjust. And somebody made the point, you know, that one of the returners, probably not even going to make the team, I don't even know who it was, you know, for the Falcons, caught a kickoff in the end zone, brought it out to the 20, and they go, well, he should have just taken a knee, because if the ball goes into the end zone, it comes out to the 30. And I thought, yeah, I guess so, but when you're trying to make a team, taking a knee in the end zone is not going to get you. Now you got to try and make a play. So
exactly.
I don't blame you
yeah.
for that.
Right.
I mean, so, but I mean, what did you think generally of how this kick? Do you think it's going to, you think it's going to be really something helpful to the NFL?
Well, I looked at it from the standpoint of, how am I going to coach this? Am I going to put big guys that only have a short amount of distance to catch up to somebody? In other words, there's a 5-yard distance, and I'm talking about kickoff return. That's what you were mentioning. So do I go with defensive ends, linebackers? Do I get tight ends and bigger guys so that if they just hold on, their guy doesn't make the tackle, and a fast, quick return man can get past them to get it past the 30, the 40? Are we going to see more touchdowns because of this? You know, we had one more deep return, 5-6 yards in the end zone, and he slips at the 20. Okay, I get it. It's preseason, but doing it full speed, I really don't know what to make yet. We don't have a sample size big enough. I hope it makes it a little more exciting that you have more balls returned past the 25 and the 30. But I agree with you also from a strategy standpoint. If you're going to kick in the end zone, I'll take 1st and 10 at the 30. That I can do something with that. That's a good return.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they handle it throughout the year, and whether or not the statistics show, and well, of course we'll see it, are there going to be more big returns, are there less injuries, things of that nature with this, because it's odd, I got to tell you, it's strange. We'll see how this thing kind of works. I mean, they keep futzing with it, and nothing seems to be something that you know, really clicks with them. I want to go back to the injuries here, because let's talk about this. Because I went on a little rant earlier in the show here. I am done with preseason. Harper, I'm done with it. I am done with preseason. I think they need to get rid of it. This is not worth it. If you get injured in a regular season game, so be it. When you're getting injured now, granted, Rondale Moore was in practice. But when you lose DeMarco Helms and Braylon Trice, we haven't gotten the word yet on either of them, but it doesn't look good, okay? And now Terry Fontenot is going to have to make a big decision here. So a couple of things here. One is they've cut preseason from 6 games to 4 games to 3 games. They're going to cut it to 2. Should we just get rid of preseason?
You've got to get guys ready in one way, shape, or form, and to hit different colored uniforms. So I don't know how you do that unless you go down to Miami and spend a week there like the Falcons did, and then sit all of your players, your starters, your 1st and 2nd group. That to me doesn't make sense. But guess what, John? I mean, we played Baltimore next week. They lost their #1 pick, Nate Wiggins, the DB that they got in the 1st round. He goes down with a shoulder injury. So we're not alone in what's going on.
No, I'm not saying how we are. That's why. I mean, but you say you got hit guys with other – Florida State and Georgia Tech aren't going to do that. They're going to play football 2 weeks from today, right?
Yeah.
The game that counts.
Yeah. That's where scrimmages in the college game are critical.
Scrimmages in the NFL can become more critical. I mean, why are we doing this except for money? Why are they risking – because it's a joke anyway, because, you know, you're not playing your stars, you know. So, I mean, it used to be, it wasn't that long ago when, like, a guy like LaDainian Thompson, 20 years ago, LaDainian Thompson stood up and said, I'm not going to play in the preseason. Everybody went, what?
How dare you?
I'm not.
How dare you say
right.
that, LaDainian? You're not with the team. I'm not going to get hurt. Because those games don't count.
Right.
They never have and they never will. The biggest issue, I think you just hit the nail on the head, John. The biggest issue is the money. But you saw at the beginning of the ball game and then at the end, there's nobody there anyways. A lot of people would rather give their tickets away if they have a package for the preseason games because they're not going to see their favorite player. I got chewed out one time by a buddy of mine, chewed me out because Michael Vick didn't play in a preseason game and he had bought tickets for some friends and they went and didn't see him. So he yelled at me as if I had something to do with the depth chart that day. But it was a preseason game that didn't matter. You're not going to risk Michael. And Russell Wilson is recovering from a calf injury, so he didn't play last night for Pittsburgh. We got to see Josh Fields a little bit, and we can talk about that if you want to. But, all around the league, it's how do we get our guys as ready as they need to be in games that don't count, in a different world. You know that in a couple of years there'll be an 18th game, so those are the things that have to be considered. But the biggest one is who do I play and who sits? I got to see who's going to make this roster, but I'm really not worried about anything other than keeping my starters and my first-tier guys off the field for the first preseason game or maybe the second.
Or maybe all of them and whatever. I mean, right, I get you. So now Terry Fontenot is going to have, he has the lowest amount of cap space, Harper, in the NFL. And he's going to have to try and make, because somebody said, oh, Juju Smith-Schuster's out there. I'm like, yeah, how are you going to get that done? He's going to have to get another wide receiver to replace Rondale Moore, but that's not exactly Juju's job. You know, you got Ray McCloud there. He's got to find another little kind of scat back. He's probably going to have to add a defensive back now, which is where his focus on his money ought to go to. If Helms is out for the season, I think you've got to try and find a safety. And there are veterans out there. You got to cut Taylor Heinicke, rework a contract or two, get some money, and bring a veteran safety in. I think you have no choice but to do that.
Right, and I agree with you there in the fact that you said we've got to redo a contract or two, and it may be more than that. You used to do that with Julio every year, and it was not cap-friendly, and now you may want to do something with one of your higher-paid guys, and there's a few. There's a few guys that are making more than $15 million a year, and if they can work things around and open up some cap space, at least for this season, I hate being in cap hell. We've been in it the last couple of years, but I agree with you right now. I'm not pushing the panic button yet, but it's getting close, and we don't know what other teams that are in similar situations with a tight end or a defensive end or other positions, how they're going to handle it. Guys are going to get cut. So in the next couple of weeks, you are going to see a few of the higher priced guys that are let go because they're going to go with a younger, cheaper player. So we may be able to skim off the top in that respect, but we are in a little bit of an issue where we don't have as much money as everybody else does.
Right, and so he's going to have to do some magic here in the next week or two here because you'd like to at least get him into camp before the season begins and kind of get him up to speed in practice. But, they've got to do something. They desperately need help in the secondary if Helms is down. Trice is somebody I was really kind of counting on, and is same with Rondale. You could say, well, they weren't the big stars of the team. No, but these three guys, weren't, they weren't third stringers, okay? They were guys I was counting on, all three of them, to have big years. And so this is very troubling and very problematic. So much so that, I think that with like a guy like Penix now, if you're going to cut Taylor Heinicke, I'm going to argue that you could put Penix out there against Baltimore for a couple of series. You put him on, and he's done. I'm not playing him against I'm playing him for two series against Baltimore, and he is done. Not the rest of the Baltimore game. He's not playing in the Jacksonville game at all. I'll play. I don't care who our fifth string quarterback is. I am not about to put Michael Penix out there and risk that. I'm just not. This preseason's got to go.
Yeah, he did get hit on one play that I noticed. My reaction was, oh, and don't touch him. Don't get near him. Please to stay away from him because it's so fragile. And other teams obviously feel the same way. So I know there's that philosophy. Why did we have – I had five preseason games a couple of times when I was playing, and there was a fun part of it to going to some of them. Remember they had the game in London. I got to play in one in Toronto. When I was here in Atlanta, we played one down in Jacksonville before they had a team. We played the Rams, oddly, a division game in the preseason because they were trying to expand. I played in one in St. Louis when the Cardinals, after the Cardinals had left. So there was a joy kind of in the league was trying to expand and grow itself and add more teams. Remember, at one point we had 26 teams and 28, then we had 30, 31. Now we've got 32. So the expansion is all done. Now it's just a matter of, from the business perspective, how can the league still continue to make money, but at the risk of players and injuries and games that don't matter? That's a question that Roger Goodell needs to be asking some of his executives.
Harper, as always, I look forward to talking to you throughout the preseason and getting to wait for it in just a couple of weeks. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll be on next week for the Baltimore game. We'll be bright and early. You know, we got an 8 o'clock start for showtime. And the Ravens didn't look good. They only had 82 yards passing. They ran for 82, so they've got some issues there, especially on their depth chart.
Did Lamar play? Okay.
Of course he didn't. We got Josh Johnson.
It doesn't matter. Thanks, Harper. Do appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.